On the fourth Sunday of Lent, we are treated to the story of the healing of the man born blind from John's Gospel. And in it, we once again find ourselves being taken on a symbolic journey. Strangely, this story, which on a surface reading is about healing, begins and ends on the theme of sin. The onlookers see a man who has been blind since birth, and they question the rabbi from Galilee. Who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? That's the wrong question, they are told. It's not about apportioning blame or attributing guilt. It's more about knowing where we go to from here. So when this man is healed of his blindness, Jesus sets off a sequence of events in which one person comes to a new freedom, while others become trapped in the darkness of their certainties or their fears. The people who go around looking for evidence of God punishing sinners are depicted as truly blind, because they cannot see, and indeed refuse to see, that God might work in ways beyond their understanding. This story is a beautiful summary of the age-old tension that exists for those engaged in the search for God. Do I settle for received certainties, or do I trust in the ongoing invitation to come and see? Becoming aware that in all the good and bad that comes my way, I am invited to encounter the living God who would have me see differently. The sad fact is that I may, and often do, choose not to see, preferring my own darkness to the light that changes everything. Today, instead of asking, why am I blind, maybe I should just ask to have my eyes opened.